Today's scripture reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4 to 9, verse 9 to 12. We will read this together, first in English, then in Chinese. Let's read. But we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other, for God Himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, you already show your love for all the believers throughout Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you to love them even more. Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. Then people who are not believers will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on them. May God bless the readers and hearers of His words. Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is God and Work.
My brain is still on vacation mode. I'm kind of shaking the cobwebs out. Good to see you all. Let's pray. We're grateful, Father, for this opportunity to worship you together. And Lord, as we look at the Apostle Paul's wisdom to young Christians, we ask for the power of your Holy Spirit to be attentive to your word. May you instruct us in how to live life as we explore together what you have to say about our work world. Thank you for your wisdom and your love. We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so, you know, God is the source of glory. And you know why? Because He is glory Himself. And that's why God deserves your praise, your adoration, and your worship. Because the Bible makes absolutely clear that not only is God glorious, but He gives you, His creatures, His glory. And you see that in places like John 17, verse 22. Again, I won't belabor the point. I think you're familiar with that passage, that famous passage. But we reflect as His creatures. We reflect His glory, though tainted now because of our sinful nature.
He said,
And so what the gospel does, which the gospel again is good news, the gospel is good news of what? God's salvation, God's rescue plan for us.
福音的意思就是说将神的救赎的计划去给过我们。
And you're asking rescue from what? The brokenness, right?
去从我们的破碎里面去拯救出来。
The brokenness of our relationship to Him and to each other and to the created world.
在这个被造的世界所发生所有无论爱自己和其他人之间的破碎。
I think you would agree with me, right? That we need restoration, right? Because the world's a mess.
这个世界这么混乱的时候我需要神你去复活。
And so the power of the gospel transforms that and it transforms our motivation so that we may work for God's glory.
就令到我们去被有改变能够去重建。
You see, when others see the work of your hands, you know what? If you do it well, they are showing the world who God is.
当你做你可以做到最好的时候，就将荣耀俾翻神。
You see, you get a glimpse of who God is as the world sees Christians work.
就当基督徒去工作，去做到最好的时候，世人就窥见咗神嘅荣耀。
Do you see how redemptive work is then?
这个就是神救赎嘅计划。
It's not just for your well-being work.Not for your survival, work is for the glory of God, just like every aspect of life.
不是为了你个人的生存，而是为到将这个荣耀去显示出来。
Let me give you some examples, right?
给几个例子你。
Some of you are accountants.
你可能是做一个会计师。
You reflect God's glory by what? Brilliantly designing a spreadsheet that brings order out of chaos.
咁你将你做会计嘅时候，将所有嘅数字、所有嘅数目好仔细详细，亦都顺序嘅去编铺排出嚟。
God did the same thing in creation. He brought order out of chaos.
神喺创造世界嘅时候，好有秩序。
The perfectly brewed cup of coffee.
就算你煲咖啡。
If you prefer, the well-presented cup of jasmine tea.
或者就算你煲一杯的茉莉花茶。
The well-nurtured child who reflects godly characteristics.
当你就算是做去臭小老哥一些每一样的事你做得最好的时候都将神的荣耀去显示出来。
See, behind those two examples is somebody's work.It's somebody's work.
无论是煲咖啡、煮茶或者受细路哥，背后都有一个人做紧一样嘢。
That glorifies God.
呢样嘢系将神嘅荣耀去彰显出嚟。
When you raise your children so that they can reflect godliness, that displays glory to God.
当你去凑大一个细路哥，个细路哥将神嘅荣耀。顯示出嚟嘅時候，呢個就係你做嘅最好。
When you brew that coffee to perfection, where your customers are just, they can't wait to get that cup of coffee, that's glorifying God.
當你煲個杯咖啡煲到香濃，人哋等住要飲嘅時候，呢個亦都係榮耀神。
Because God's blessing is what He gives you His glory, though tainted now because of our sinful nature.Gives you His glory so that you can show the world who God is.
就算喺你呢个有罪嘅身体上边，都能够将神嘅荣耀去显示出嚟。
You know, for example, for the good parent who raises their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, you know, you're showing God's fatherly and motherly characteristics.
你当凑一个细路哥做到好嘅时候，将神嘅好多嘅特性都显示出嚟。
And these things enable others to gaze upon and experience a tangible expression in a concrete way of who God is.
当你咁样做嘅时候，就将话俾呢个世界听，神究竟系点样样嘅。
And so work therefore provides an incredible opportunity for you, the Christian, to share the gospel.
又係話好似等於呢個基督徒將福音去同人哋分享一樣。
Because the gospel is about restoration, renewal, rescue.
因為呢個福音講到呢個嘅復和，講到呢個嘅救贖。
Don't you want that? Do you want an example of the other chaos? What happened Friday? Union Square, New York City, where some person on social media, a star, says, hey, I'm going to give away some PlayStation and some computers. And then what happens? Maybe an hour later, 3,000 youth merge into Union Square, pushing, and there's a riot.
你記得啱啱個星期五喺呢個嘅下城嗰度嘅 Union Square， 因為有一個嘅社會一個嘅傳媒嘅人話會派呢個嘅免費嘅電腦呢個嘅 video game， 結果有3000個後生仔衝去嗰度，造成呢個混亂。
And unruliness, chaos starts, and violence starts where.Gangs are fighting each other, and then teens are picking up these construction site tools and throwing at people, and people get hurt.
咁係為咗呢個嘅 video game， 咁啲人開始混亂，然後造成打交，然後跟住呢個嘅朋黨，佢哋喺度造成呢個騷亂，甚至將地盤嘅嘢、嗰啲嘅建築、嗰啲嘅用品周圍攞嚟掟。
That doesn't reflect God's glory. That reflects chaos. That reflects a sinful world.
当你睇到咁嘅时候，你睇到咗呢个有罪嘅世界。
And so you, Christian, have an opportunity to show the world who God is through your work.
咁当你系基督徒嘅时候，你其实有机会系俾呢个世界睇到究竟呢个基督徒系点样样生活作息。
Throughout the Old and New Testament, again, you can check it out for yourself. God's plan for people and creation concerning work is alluded to again and again and again.
咁你喺舊約聖經嘅時候，一次又一次睇到唔同嘅例子。
And the conclusion of all of that, if you put it all together, is this: God wants you to find and enjoy creative work. Creative work.
神想你去做嘢嘅時候，做得好有呢個創意力。
In other words, you should use your gifts to help others and together find joy in God's creation. That's what work is for.
神想用你用你嘅工作去帮助其他人。
It's not just for selfishly for you to commune, to pile up assets for yourself.
当你工作嘅时候，唔系就为咗你自己去累积你嘅财富。
We should use our gifts to help others.To find that joy in God's creation.
是其实去帮助其他人去发现到神创造的这个的奇妙和这个喜乐。
And therefore, in other places, the Bible clearly states that work the best you can. Whether or not it's so-called secular work or spiritual work.
无论是你做这个俗世的工作或者你做住神的工作。
Because both.Are needed for your spiritual health.
每一两样嘢都系帮助你属灵嘅成长。
That means being a homemaker is just as important. When you do it for the glory of God, it's just as important as a foreign missionary. Just as important.
一个家庭主妇佢所做嘅工作，同一个去海外传福音嘅宣教士嘅工作，都系同样嘅重要。
If you're a professional, doing the work of a lawyer is as spiritually important as a minister's work.
就算你係做一個律師，或者做一啲好平凡嘅工作，都係一模一樣。
And I have this for you on slide 2, Colossians 3. Paul says this, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for what? Yourself? Working for the Lord, not...For human masters, since you know that you will receive what? An inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
无论做什么都是从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。
Do you go to work with that mindset, with that worldview?
今天你是不是有着这个的想法，你是不是有这个的世界观呢？
Or you just thinking to pad your own resume? Or how do you gain?
又或你只是想你的履历表做得好一点，让你可以从中拿到很多的好处。
Unless you understand about biblical doctrine of work, you will never rest. You will never rest.
那当你除非你去明白神对工作有什么意义的时候，你不会明白什么叫做安息。
That's the irony of the truth.
这个就是其实铁一般的事实。
There's a kind of work that arises from what?Rest.
就是其实从这个安息里面明白到工作的意义。
And on the other hand, there's a kind of restless work that drives you into the grave.
又说你是不是真的能够将这些东西去带入你的坟墓里面呢？
And if you know the scriptures, you know it's one or the other. There's no in between.
你知道你只可以选一个，其中一个，你不可以说有一个中间线在那行。
So as you'll see on slide 3, what does the Bible have to say?To us,
about your work world.
Well, first, obviously, there's a functional reason you should do any job, right? Whether you're paid or not.
He said, "You, 其实你做任何嘅工作，无论你有钱收都好，系有一个嘅原因，一个功能喺后边。
And it's obvious, right? It's on slide three. It's because it helps people. Does your work help people?
你份工作。是怎样可以帮助其他人呢？
That's the first practical guideline.
第一个功能性的原因。
You shouldn't do a job primarily because it makes money for you.
你工作不是只是为了帮你自己去赚钱。
You shouldn't do it primarily for your status or your identity.
不是只是说为了你个人的究竟你自己的 identity 在哪里？
But what does the Bible say? What does God say in His Word? He says it makes you useful.
Well,
that's what work is about. To be useful for what? For others.
又说你是为到其他人是有这个意义。
Are you doing that at work?
今天你的工作上面你是不是这样呢？
This refers to all kinds of work. Voluntary work.Or non-voluntary work, your paid employment.
哇，无论你是做义工，或者是你在你的正常的工作上面，你是带着这样的心态呢？
And you might be saying to yourself, well, I'd like to see that in God's word. I'll show you right now.
他说我在神的工作上面给你去看。
And unfortunately, in English, you miss it. You miss it because of the, again, the translator's job is hard.
但是英文来讲个翻译里面有点不同。
In fact, I'm so old that I knew people, because I had them as seminary professors, who were on the committee to translate the NIV and the New Living Translation.
我认识一个牧师，他是专系喺翻译呢个圣经。
And they will tell you that translation is so hard, and of course,in the original languages, in this case in Greek, Koine Greek, the sentence, Paul's sentence is way long. Way, way long.
原文, Kadib 的原文其实很长。
And so a good translator, because he makes it comfortable for us, you know, reading it in your language, whether it be Chinese or English or Spanish or whatever, you know what? They break it up. They chop it up, right?
那你去翻译的时候可能要为了翻译的缘故要做出一些字类的改变。
I think it's Teddy who's using the slides there. If you could shine up chapter 4, 10 and 11 again, and let me show you. It's actually one sentence in Koine Greek. Verses 10 and 11 are one sentence. And Paul's sentence tends to be, again, very long. So it's broken up, it's chopped up.
咁呢一句说话本来好长嘅，咁佢为咗 方便翻译，所以将佢分成两句。
And so it's easy to miss. You kind of think if you just look at it quickly, which we kind of tend to do, right? It looks like verses 9 and 10 are a different subject matter to verses 11. 9 and 10 are a different subject matter to verses 11 and 12.
好似睇嚟九节第九节第十节同十一节十二节好似冇乜关联。
Can you shine up 9 and 10 there? Can you read it again? Read it again to yourself.It's about love, right? You think?
你可能覺得好似第九、第十節講嘅就係講愛。
And now read 11 and 12 to yourself.
咁再睇下十一、十二節嘅時候。
You think, oh, how's it related to love? It's about work.
好似十一、十二節就係講到工作。
So when it's chopped up like this in a translation, you lose what Paul's saying.
咁當你翻譯嘅時候，變成咗四句嘅句子，好似中間有啲嘢你好似忽略咗。
It appears to be two different subjects. It's not. It's one subject.
其實講嘅都係一樣嘢。
And literally, Paul saying, "Now I don't need to write to you too much about love because you love pretty well."
咁佢其實講緊嘅都係同埋一樣嘅嘢。
You're very loving people. God taught you well.
佢話神教你教得好好。
And then here's where the new sentence starts. Yet we urge you, brothers, to love, to do so more and more, making it your ambition to lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and work with your hands.
咁佢話佢叫你彼此相愛，又要立志，又安靜人，辦自己嘅事，親手做工。
In other words, if you see what Paul actually wrote, he says, you all think you know a lot about love.
他說你以為你很明白什麼叫做愛。
But,
但是,
unless you are working, you are not loving. That's what he's saying.
他說除非你是辦自己的事親手做你自己的工的時候如果不是這樣不是一個的愛。
Or as you see on slide 4, to put it simply, working is the way to love.
咁喺第呢個 slide 面睇到就話，當你工作嘅時候，其實就係將愛去表示出嚟。
Do you see what God is saying through the Apostle Paul?
你睇唔睇到呢一段嘅經文喺度講緊啲咩咧？
You see, I want you to love more and more. How?
我想你更加嘅彼此相愛，你點樣樣彼此相愛咧？
Get to work.
就話你去翻工啦。
At the very end, he kind of gives you a hint, at least of this. He says, "So that you will not be dependent on anyone."
當你去工作嘅時候，你就唔需要去依賴人。
In other words, a Christian says, "I don't want to be a drain. I don't want to be a leech on the community. I want to contribute."
佢話我唔想好似做一個寄生蟲，我想喺呢個嘅社區裏面有我去幫手去 contribute 嘅嘢。
I want to be an investor in a gospel community.
佢話我想喺呢個神嘅一個團體裏面我去有份嘅去投資。
I don't want to just come here and shop and just say what's in it for me.
我唔想你嚟呢度問究竟你可以為我去做啲咩嘢咧
？I don't want to drain things, resources out of it.
唔係淨係好似嚟到去提取我想攞嘅嘢。
I want to invest so that the common good can be flourished.
我想係有份去投資，去擺上一啲嘢，令到我哋大家共同有嘅嘢係更加越嚟越多，越嚟越好。
You know, you can get a job, make a lot of money, doesn't help people. It's not pleasing to God.
佢話：當你去做一份嘅工作，去揾到你嘅錢，去幫助人嘅時候，咁對大家係有一個好處。
Hopefully, and I hope you get a job that you make a lot of money and you help people.
咁希望你可以即係揾到好多錢去幫助其他嘅人。
The point is, if you have to choose, right? Because sometimes choices have to be made, right? When you have to choose, the first practical guideline is to get a job that makes you what?Useful to others.
而你去揾工作，第一個原則就話，你做呢份工係對其他人係有咩嘅好處咧？
Get a job that loves and helps people.
是帮助到其他的人。
Because that's one of the tenets, the biblical facets of the biblical doctrine of work.
这个就是在工作上面，工作里面的神学意义。
And to spell it in plain English, main purpose of work, according to God, is for the common good.
就为到大家的好处。
You know, we have to be a little careful about this.
我哋但喺呢件事上面，我都要好小心。
Because often we miss it. We don't connect the dots well in our brains.
好多时候我哋或者脑海里边谂嘅神唔系真系神系咁样样。
It doesn't have to be a direct help. You know, like building affordable homes in the city so that people can dwell in them, right? That's a direct help.
咁好多时候有啲咩叫直接嘅帮助，就系话啊。你為咗啲無家可歸嘅人去起一間屋啊，俾佢住啊，呢個好直接去幫到佢哋嘅。
You know, if I know we have pews here, but if we had chairs, if you're on the assembly line making chairs,
咁或者你可能你做嘅工作係做去做凳嘅。
You might not connect the dots, so how that's helpful to people, but it is, right? How else are you going to relax and sit in a chair if nobody makes the chair?
咁如果你諗下冇人去做凳嘅時候，咁我坐咩咧？
That's helping people.
就是说当你这样做的时候其实是帮助到人。
And suppose you're maintaining the highways or the streets out there.
或者你的工作是一个的建筑工人去起这个的、高速公路。
They're all levels of work, right? That help people get from point A to point B in the street, right? You need people to maintain it, to clean it.
咁你去做修橋整路嘅，去幫助啲行人由一個地方去到另一個地方，咁都係一個幫人嘅方法。
That promotes the common good for society. That's good. That brings God glory.
咁當你咁樣做嘅時候，都係為咗呢個社區嘅好處。
Good work is helpful work.
一個好嘅工作就係話係幫到人嘅工作。
And again, you don't have to have that.Direct connection. If somebody sweeps the road, cleans the road, that's good because how else are you going to get around town?
咁你谂下，就算你系喺呢个啊，喺呢个门口去做扫地、去扫街嘅，你都系一个帮到人嘅工作。
And so, repeating the first practical guideline on slide 5, work according to God is an expression.Of love.
所以工作第一个的原则就话，其实系将呢个爱去表示出嚟。
Let me show you another practical guideline. It helps you to put things together. In other words, the second one is more alluded to here in the text. But again, the English translation isn't as helpful here.
咁第二个原则系
Paul says in verse 12, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business. That's the NIV translation. It sounds like what? Paul's scolding them.
咁喺第十二节，佢话叫你们可以向外人行事端正。
Right? Your initial reading of that, you're going to think, oh, he's saying, get to work, stop being a busybody.
即系叫你去做工吓，唔好咁烦，唔好去烦人。
But if youThat's why you have to buy commentaries and look it up, like 12 commentaries. You know, you look up the text, you study the passage, and you see what the scholars say, and you know what? There's a lot of concern about the translation.
咁但係如果你睇下釋經書嘅時候，佢有唔同嘅解釋。
And it literally, what Paul is saying is, strive for quiet. Strive.For rest.
咁但系如果睇释经书嘅时候，呢段经文嘅意思即系话啊，你要去寻找你嘅安静，你要去寻找你嘅安息。
Because clearly the idle people, the Thessalonian Christians, were not working; they were experiencing disquietness.
呢个哥罗西嘅人佢嘅问题唔系话佢哋唔去做工，而佢做咗太多嘅工。
Or to put it another way, they're experiencing a lack of ease, or restlessness, or boredom.
因为佢一冇嘢做嘅时候就觉得好闷啦。
And so what's the result? They complained.
咁佢一闷嘅时候就喺度投诉。
They tended to be bothering other people.
咁就去烦其他嘅人。
But the point is, there is a disquiet within them.
但喺佢嘅內心裏邊冇一個嘅平靜。
And Paul very practically says, you know what the antidote to that unrestlessness is? Work, work.
佢講翻，當你講到工作嘅時候。
And this is just an allusion to something that comes out in many other places in the scriptures.
咁呢個就好似聖經喺其他地方裏邊都講到同樣一樣嘅嘢。
Because the Bible says the work you do should fit you. It should fit you, your abilities, your talents, your passions, your interests, your desires should fit you like a glove. You know, when you put the glove on, it fits you.
佢話佢講到一樣嘢，就話當你做工嘅時候，你有份工應該去適合你個人嘅興趣、你嘅能力嚇，而係好配合你嘅。
I know some of you are familiar with the Protestant reformers like John Calvin and Martin Luther. If you read about them or you read about their disciples, they got a good handle on this.
咁如果你去認好熟悉呢個加爾文或者係馬丁路德嘅時候，佢嘅門徒都講到呢一樣嘅嘢。
It's what the Bible calls work a calling.
佢講到話你工作嘅時候，你有冇呢個嘅呼召喺入邊咧
？A calling is not just an office in a church. A calling is to you to work.
呢個呼召唔係淨話你去呼召喺呢個教會裏邊去擔任任何職務，亦都講到就話喺呢個俗世上邊，你冇睇到神去呼召你做某一個行業咧
？In other words, do the work God equipped you to do.
去做一份嘅工作係神係準備咗你去做嘅。
That's why it's a good idea to look inside. Look inside you.
所以好重要就係睇下你自己。
What has God given you? What abilities? What talents?
咁神俾咗一個咩嘅能力你咧
？And see whether there's a quiet contentment there as you explore and work.
當你喺呢份工作去做嘅時候，你去繼續去發掘呢份工作嘅時候，你有冇一個內裏嘅平安咧
？If there's some type of discontentment or unrest there, maybe.You're not called to do what you're doing.
咁如果你喺呢份工越做嘅时候，你成日觉得好不满、好唔开心嘅时候，会唔会呢一份工根本就唔系神去呼召你所做嘅咧
？Or you might not be doing any work which is displeasing to God.
或者唔系一份工会将呢个嘅荣耀去俾翻神咧
？Again, this is work not just your paid work, but your volunteering work too.
唔单止系你。翻工嗰份工，亦都係你所做嘅義工。
You're called by God to do certain kinds of work.
神呼召你去做每一份嘅工作。
This doesn't mean, and nowhere does the Bible say, therefore every individual is called to just one job.
神冇話過每一個人會做一份嘅工作。
But you're on a spectrum, right? If you see life as a spectrum and work in particular on that sub-spectrum.Yeah, there's a section there for you.
咁你睇到好似每一個人裏邊啊，佢有好多唔同嘅層面啊，我哋可能都會做好多唔同層面嘅事。
And so your gifts, your temperament, your abilities, your experience make you unique.
而你嘅能力、你嘅興趣，又令到你成為一個好獨立嘅個體。
And those things entrusted to you have a range on that spectrum, range of gifts.
咁當你有呢啲嘅能力、你嘅興趣、你嘅恩賜嘅時候，你會做某一啲嘅唔同嘅工作。
And there, so in that section of the spectrum, there be hundreds of jobs that fit you.
咁睇呢個裏邊有唔同嘅工作，可能會適合你。
And God has made you for that section, for that portion of that spectrum of life.
神去做你嘅時候。就係做你去適合擔當呢一啲嘅職務。
That's what would make work more exciting, right? Because you're made for that. You were designed for that.
當你去被做去做呢一啲嘢嘅時候
，You're supposed to look inside, right? Not only inside, examine yourself for sinful tendencies, but examine your calling.
去睇下究竟神呼召你去擔當咩嘅工作。
Do you have a disquietness and unrest in you?
今日喺你嘅内心里边有冇呢个平安，有冇呢个喜乐咧
？Are you saying I need to find work that thrills me, that sets me on fire？
你係咪話同你自己講下，我仲要揾一份工嚇，令我好似咧個人好似要能夠燃燒一樣咧？
I need to find work, you're saying to yourself, that inspires me or that I desire for or have a passion for.
或者你说我是不是要找一份工作我真的很有心去做的呢?
Well, as you see on slide 6, you have to put the two practical guidelines together.
我看看这段经文,将你这两个的原则去放在一起。
What fits you, number one?And what benefits others? Number two, put it together.
第一，我头先讲到就话嗰份工作要点样适合你啊。第二就话呢份嘅工作点样样去帮助到其他人呢
？Ask yourself, what do I have a desire to do? What do I have a passion for?
你好想做一啲嘅嘢。
And then secondly, what can I do that I'm passionate about that leads to more peace, joy, justice in a chaotic world.
咁喺呢个嘅世代里边，我所做嘅嘢点能够去带嚟更加多嘅公义、更加多嘅平安、更加多嘅喜乐咧
？And until you work not for your sake but for God's sake, you know what will happen? Your work will be unfulfilling.
佢话除非你真系为神去做呢份工作嘅事业。嘅時候，如果唔係呢份工作，可能根本唔能夠令你自己覺得你係被充滿，你係完全。
In heaven on slide 7, that's the reason why Jesus says you have to lose yourself to find yourself.
所以喺路加福音裏邊呢段經文講到話，你要去失去自己，至能夠去揾到自己。
Luke 9:24-25 in the New International Version: For whoever wants to save their life will lose it.But whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。人若赚得全世界却丧了自己，赔上自己，又有咩益处呢？
See, here's the problem if you're into personal fulfillment at work. Here's the problem.
咁好多時候我哋講到話，你個人能夠啊有呢個滿足感、成就感嘅時候
，On the one hand, work will either be too important to you, or on the other hand, it'll be too unimportant to you。
即係話到你嘅工作對嚟講係咪太過重要，或者係完全唔重要呢？
Right, you know the perils of the first part, right? Personal fulfillment, right? Being too important. What happens? You burn out. You burn out.
咁當你份工作對嚟講太重要嘅時候，咁你可能咧會覺得 burn out.
Because you're working yourself constantly, and you're working yourself to death.
去翻工翻到一個地步，你覺得好疲累覺得要死一樣。
And the peril of treating it too unimportantly is what? You become cynical. Who cares?
當你或者另一方面，你翻工翻到一個地步就話：，嘿，有咩嘢我話知佢啦。
And then you do shoddy work, and you cut corners.
於是你翻工嘅時候去取巧去偷工減料。
But if you work for God, you have a purpose.You have a fulfillment.
当你去为神去做你的工作的时候，你有一个目的，你会有这个的满足感。
And where obedience comes, there's rest and restoration and a quietness inside your soul.
咁喺你嘅内里，你嘅灵魂，你有呢个嘅安宁。
Do you have that contentment, or are you fretting, worrying?
今日你係邊一樣咧
？There's a work that arises out of a deep rest.
咁佢有其中有一樣嘅嘢。
I have that on slide 8, Hebrews 8:9. So that there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
佢講到話，這樣看來必另有一個安息日的安息，為神嘅子民存留。
You see, when you understand the gospel of what Jesus has done for you, you enter.Into that rest.
当你去明白到神究竟呼召你做咩嘢嘅时候，你有嗰一个嘅安息。
You rest from your work.
你喺你嘅工作里边，你去
You rest from the need to, through your work, define your self-worth.
你喺呢個嘅啊工作裏邊去揾到你自己，亦都揾到你啊能夠去得到你最終嗰一個嘅安息。
Instead, what happens to you when you rely and work for the Lord?
與其話淨係去靠呢個工作靠神嘅時候
，You work in response.To the rest that's inside you.
你的工作是对你在内里面有一个安息作出一个适当的回应。
That means you work in a way that's good. That's good for you and good for others.
当你努力工作对人对你自己是好。
In a way that's excellent. You're working for the Lord, but you don't overwork.
你去为神去工作是好，但你不会呢去做到搏晒命。
You know why you need to preach the gospel to yourself?Because it destroys your pride. It destroys your fearfulness.
很多時候有人工作覺得當不做的時候好像影響了你的尊嚴。
Because the perils of pride and fearfulness, you know what they fuel? Legalistic, moralistic behavioral change. Legalistic.
當人因為驕傲的緣故很多時候會作出了很多是好自好道德或者定出很多的規條出來。
And you need a heavy dose of the gospel to destroy your pride.
你就需要呢個嘅福音幫你去拎走你嘅驕傲。
Because you know what the gospel does? It says you're so lost, you're so evil, you're so sinful that it takes Jesus, the God-Man, to come to save you. Nothing else will save you. Only the God-Man Jesus will save you.
佢話當因為你咁邪恶，你在内心里面有这么多的丑恶的时候，你需要一个神人耶稣来到，去从你的失落之中去拯救出来。
And the gospel also destroys your fearfulness.
但另一方面，亦都将你内心的恐惧去拎走。
Because it says nothing you do will exhaust the love of God for you.
因为无论你做过啲咩都好，神对你系一直都系锲而不舍，神俾你嘅一切系够你用。
And when you deeply embrace those truths, your heart will be changed.
当你去揸住呢两个真理嘅时候，你嘅内心会得到改变。
Not just restrained, like a moralistic legalistic change.
你嘅改变唔系净系喺法律上边。條例上邊一個嘅改變，
but change from the inside out，
而喺內裏邊發出嚟嘅一個改變
，melted by the love of God for you，
俾神嘅愛去改變咗，去融化。
That's the fundamental for transformation formula that the gospel that God tells us about the gospel。
呢個其實就係一個神一個福音。嘅一個翻譯出嚟嘅意思。
That means you don't act morally simply for because it profits you. Because you know you live a moral life. Of course it's better. Of course it helps you.
當你哋話你去遵守規條、遵守呢個道德嘅時候，唔係因為為咗做出嚟去俾人哋睇。
But you don't do it because it makes you feel better about yourself.
但另一方面唔係話你唔做會令你自己覺得唔好意思。
Right? You're not saying, "Oh, I'm a bum because I'm doing this or that. That's bad."
我做了这件事那件事那我就不好了。
Instead, we tell the truth and keep our promises simply what? Out of a love to please God.
因为你的原因是因为你想去讨神的喜悦。
Because what he did is costly to him. He died for me.
好像保罗所说他为到我而去死。
Jesus suffered greatly on the cross, right?
神为我去在十字架上受苦难。
His quality of life as he came to live the perfect righteous life that we won't cost him.
咁呢一切都係令到神為我付上代價。
Because he left paradise, right? And he comes here poor.
佢離開咗呢個樂園嚟到呢個世上。
He doesn't have to come. He comes to redeem you.
神唔需要嚟，但佢嚟因為咗要救贖你。
How about slide 9, John 14:18?Jesus' words, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
在约翰福音十四章十八节说，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Do you see the transformation what the gospel does in your life?
你看不看到这个福音所说的东西呢？
It leads you to do the right thing, not for your sake, but for God's sake.
他说你做这一切，福音令到你做一切的啱的事，不是为了你的原因，为了神的原因。
You do the right thing, the moral thing, because it honors Him.
你去做这些，你过好的生活，你去荣耀神。
Because you want to resemble, know, and please Him.
因为你想好似神，你想去讨神的喜悦。
And that motivation can only grow if you get in the way of God's grace, right?
你能够有这些的动力，就是当你被神的恩典去触摸到你的心灵。
You know, you might say to yourself, well, that's all very nice. Wilson, you know, I'm supposed, you know, that's nice for reminding me. I'm supposed to honor God with my talents and, you know, He's given me and I'm supposed to benefit others.
你说这些很好听，我做这些一切的事，用我的恩赐去帮助其他人，样样都好啱听。
But I kind of like getting the accolades of doing what I'm doing at work.
但当你去到工作上面的时候，
And the perks are pretty good. My salary is comparable to many who are in my field, in other positions, similar positions.
但好似同其他人、其他行业嘅比较，好似我有嘅嘢好似麻麻地。
And I like, you know, the three things after my name, you know, and people respect me in the community.
好似如果喺我个名后边。加几个字母，加几加个咸头，咁就更加好啦。
And I feel pretty good about myself because of what I have accomplished.
咁好似咧吓，我做咗，当咁样做到咁嘅时候，好似我嘅人生系成功嘅。
Watch out！
但你要小心。
When you are into that, watch out！
当你是这样去想、这样去看的时候，你要很小心。
Because the spiral going down into the dumps
is
very near.
就好像你好像这个旋转梯慢慢去旋转下去。
Because work will either become too important to you or too unimportant to you.
当你这样想的时候，就是工作对你来说，一是变成太重要，一是不再重要。
If it's too important, again, you'll burn out, you go berserk, you go crazy.
当你工作太重要的时候，会令你个人好似烧尽殆耗。但另一方面，工作唔对你唔重要的时候，你好似觉得咧喺度无所事事咁。
It'll suck the life right out of you.
又将好似你生命嗰个嘅动力全部去吸咗去。
Or if you go to the other extreme, you know what'll happen? I just want the paycheck. I could care less.Of the quality of my work.
我好似嚟到，我系坐够钟去收钱嘅啫。
I just work for myself to provide for myself and my family.
系为咗我同我家人要生活，所以我系嚟翻工。
And you start to cut corners, and you start to do shoddy work, and you don't care.
咪系咁意就去翻工啦。
It doesn't help anyone, right?
对其他人冇任何嘅帮助。
Your work, according to God, should be a gracious expression of creative energy.
是好像神那个创造那种的力量去反映在这个世界上面。
Look at verse 11 again. I have this on slide 10 for you. Again, you have to see work as an expression of the energy of your creator, God.
我们再一次讲到就说要将神那个创造的能力去彰显出来。
Again, it's in verse 11. You have, there's a little bit slightly different translation. It's the New International Version. I want to give you a little different look. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands just as we told you.
又要立志作安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我从前所吩咐你们的。
Now, anytime you read the scriptures, you should be asking questions.
每次你睇圣经嘅时候，你应该问自己呢一条嘅问题。
So the question that comes to mind most likely is this: Why? Why in the world does the Apostle Paul say, work with your hands? Why?
咁你可能會問下呢個使徒保羅，咩叫做親手做工係咩意思呢？
Well, every commentator that I've looked up recognizes that this is a smack in the face of that dominant culture that Paul is speaking to. Smack in the face.
每一個釋經家都話，呢親手做工呢四個字係對當時嗰種嘅文化。生處有一種文化的人，好似喺佢面上面去刮咗一巴。
It's because the dominant culture in Paul's time, as he writes this letter to young Christians, the Thessalonians, is the Greek-Roman culture.
因為當時喺呢個希臘羅馬文化嘅時代。
And those of you who have studied that historical time, these gentlemen here, right? If you're a historian.Or if you just went to school, you know, right? You know about the Greco-Roman world and what their belief is. Work is degrading.
咁當時嘅文化去睇工作，好似係一樣好麻煩嚇，係咁依一樣嘅嘢。
And they even made distinctions, right? Some kinds of work are less degrading than others, right? According to Cicero.
咁好似咧，我想做佢就去做啦。
If you don't know about Cicero, he's like, you know, one of these.Of antiquity, a famous orator, famous writer, Roman statesman.
咁喺當時有啲羅馬嘅人，佢咁樣講。
And he said, "If you get paid for manual labor, hard toil, that's disgusting."
I'm sorry.
Cicero said, "If you get paid for manual labor or hard toil, you know, get your hands dirty, that's sordid, that's disgusting."
咁佢話你如果你去做工，你做一啲勞工嘅工作，而你可以隻手係唔需要整污糟嘅時候，咁係點樣樣咧？
Or to put it simply, degrading.
咁啊，咁樣做嘅時候就好可惜啦。
He even says retail is degrading.
佢話就算當你咁樣做嘅時候係好唔啱嘅。
But God says that is not so. Do you see it? Smack in the face. What the culture says, counterintuitive.
咁你佢話呢段經文就話你點可以咁樣樣去翻工咧
？Because the way the Greeks understood things was what you needed to be in the world of thought, had to renew the mind, right? Arts, right? That's the least degrading work.
佢話喺當時嘅文化裏邊，佢哋唔係咁樣講。
And if you do anything physical, that's sordid.
佢話：你當你去做一啲勞工嘅工作嘅時候，去可以做到係唔整污隻手嘅時候，咁樣樣係唔啱嘅。
And according to all the commentators, there's a consensus. All the commentators on 1 Thessalonians 4, they say that's why Paul put in the phrase "work with your hands."Hands.
所以佢喺段经文话，你做嘢嘅时候系要亲手去做一样嘢。
Because he's saying, Christian, don't bite into the lie. Don't bite into the lie of your culture.
佢话唔好俾呢个文化话俾你听，做嘢偷工减料就得啦。
Because I'm calling you out of the world.
佢话你要去离开呢个世界嘅谂法。
You're in the world, but not of the world.
你系属于你世界，但你亦都唔系入呢个世界嘅里边。
And your life and work worldview, I'm changing.
佢话呢个世界个世界观不断咁喺度变。
The Greco-Roman world rule was works degrading.
佢话呢个世界嘅世界观不断咁喺度被破坏。
Physical manual labor working with your hands was the most, according to the Greeks, degrading work.
佢話：你做呢啲要用雙手做嘅勞力嘅工作係損害你，好似係好低等嘅一樣嘅嘢。
And God through the Apostle Paul says, I don't want you to be shaped by culture.
佢話：你唔想俾呢個世界嘅文化去影響你。
Because Paul saying something and the Bible says something no other religion says.
佢話：好似呢個世界同埋呢個你所信嘅宗教信仰文化所講嘅嘢係唔同。
Because what did the Greeks, what did the Eastern religion say about God?
咁呢個東方嘅文化，呢個宗教講啲咩咧？
He isn't physical. He doesn't care about the physical realm.
佢哋唔 介意呢個世界上面嘅嘢。
He didn't really create matter. That's what the Greeks thought.
希臘人覺得啊，創造一切嘅嘢啊，冇乜所謂嘅啫。
But how about the incarnation?
咁呢個道成肉身咁又點咧？
Where God comes wrapped in human flesh.
咁神嚟到呢個世界上邊係道成肉身，咁又點解釋啊
？What about the consummation on the other end?
咁或者係其他嘅嘢咧
？Where God is cleaning up physically after a great battle and building a city.
咁神去嚟到呢個世界，進入呢個城市嘅時候
，God is getting his hands dirty.
神喺呢個世界上邊係真係。在这里工作。
Why are you raised from the dead? You got to be raised from the dead physically.
亦都甚至说去从死里面去复生。
Because Paul is saying we have in God not what the Greeks think, but what God says.
保罗提醒当时的人不要去在意希腊人讲什么，在意的是神要讲什么。
Greeks say, get away from matter.
希利人说、啊、世界上面很多事实、啊、你要远离它。
God says, get your hands dirty.
但神说你要亲手做你的工。
No work is sordid.
他说没一个的工作是不好的。
No work is degrading.
他说没一份的工作 是不好的。
Jesus was a carpenter.He's a carpenter, works with his hands.
耶稣基督是一个木匠，用手做他的工作。
God is a creator. He loves to put his hands into the matter and create.
神去用他的手去创造。
And a Christian knows that even if you're bringing order out of chaos by sweeping the streets, cleaning the church, that helps people.
神亦都话到，无论你系喺街里边去扫街。或者甚至是帮个教会去做清洁，都是将这个秩序带回给这个世界。
And all the reformers, Calvin, Luther, they would say the same thing.
无论是加尔文或者马丁路德都是这样讲。
If you sweep the streets, it's just as important as preaching a sermon.
讲一个讲道的传道人和一个扫街的人是同样的重要。
It's taking the material world God loves and made.And making it orderly, livable.
是令到这个世界重新有这个秩序，是可以给人家去住下去。
Because God's work redeems the world. Don't you want to redeem the world?
是神的工作去救赎这个世界。
Don't you see all the problems that are in here and out there? Don't you want to be part of the solution to work towards something good?
想不想成为这个世界里面去解决这个世界问题的其中一个人呢
You know, the fundamental problem with us is not our abilities or our opportunities that we have or we don't have.
很多时候不是在乎于我们有什么或者没什么。
Our problem is we turned away from God and we don't care to get near Him.
我们很多时候我们不在意究竟我们是不是去靠近神。
Because deep within our hearts, you know what we do? We fashion our own gods.
因为我们做自己的神。
And we express that.
很多时候我们都是这样做。
How rebellious autonomy. I'm the king. I'm the boss of my life.
我只是掌管我生命的人。
That's self-sovereignty. You sing God is sovereign, you don't believe it. You are sovereign.
很多时候我们喜欢自己去做自己的主人。
And we deceive ourselves. We deceive ourselves.
但我们其实在欺骗我们自己。
We're never really meant to be autonomous. What happens when we're autonomous?
那当我们完全是靠自己的时候，那会有什么事发生呢？
What happens when you delve into idolatry? What happens?
那当你去做错了的时候，那又怎样
呢？ You're never satisfied.Never, you're never satisfied.
你永远都不会快乐，都不会满足。
You will not have enough money. You will not. If you're wealthy, you want more.
当你有钱的时候，你还要爱多一点。
If you strive for a happy family, you're not going to stop until you have happy. It's not going to happen.
你就算你有细路哥，你想要有到是你自己满足为止。
We're never satisfied. Our deepest hunger for status, for security is never, never satisfied.
我哋從來都唔滿足。
The only thing that will bring you to contentment is work for the glory of God.
我哋要去為到神嘅榮耀而去努力。
And the good news is that Christ has reconciled humanity to himself.
神去為到呢個世界，幫助呢個世界去重複翻過嚟。
And this renewed relationship can utterly transform you and the world.
而令呢個關係令到我哋同呢個世界係有咗唔同。
And it can transform the deepest motivation for your work.
令到你去工作上面嘅動機有呢個唔同。
In the gospel, work again becomes an expression of our identity as God's children.
亦都可以令你重新明白到做神嘅兒女嗰個身份係啲咩嘢。
And God's redemptive plan frees us to view our work as opportunities to glorify God.
而俾到一個機會我哋去榮耀神。
Let me end by giving a phrase of John Calvin. Calvin said, "A world is a dazzling theater for God's glory."
喺加爾文曾經佢話過，呢個世界好似係神嘅光榮嘅一個嘅舞台。
That means it's a stage. It's a stage on which you can act out the wonder, the great privilege of being created in the image of God.
佢即係話到呢個，當你喺工作上面嘅時候，我哋將神按住神形象被做嘅時候，我可以將一切嘅嘢做得最好，去反映出翻神嘅形象出嚟。
Father, just like every aspect of our life, our work world is important to you.
我哋嘅工作係好重要。
And so may we have a proper understanding, a proper worldview of how we're to work.
让我们真的明白到这一切是怎样运作。
We thank you, Lord, that we can work out of an inner rest.
让我们所做这一切都是明白到究竟安息的原因。
So that we don't fall into the trap of making it too important or too unimportant.
让我们看到工作，我们不需要看得太重要，也不需要看得它不重要。
If we're looking for work, Lord, help us to examine our calling.
让我们如果是寻找中国工作的时候，让我们看到神的呼召在哪里。
And to see where I fit and where I can help others.
让我是一样适合我们的工作，也可以帮助人的工作。
Lord, please help our church to have a better Christian worldview and not bite into our culture's lies.
让我们教会有一个正确的基督徒的价值观。
And may we bring honor and glory to your holy name.
我将这个荣耀归返给你。
As we trust you and live out our faith.
让我们去相信你。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。